Welcome to Commerce Media Minute. I'm Sean Ayala. In today's episode, we're covering another retailer getting into retail media, a big acquisition that sent me down a measurement rabbit hole, and a conversation about creators that made me rethink where creator marketing actually fits. Three very different stories, so let's get started. First up, Academy Sports and Outdoors. I came across a post this week about Academy Sports and Outdoors launching its own retail media offering across its digital and in-store properties. And my first reaction is like every single reaction. Another retail media network? Because if you follow this space, it feels like every retailer has or is building some version of a media business. So that made me wonder. In 2026, what makes a new retail media network different? So I started reading. Academy Sports and Outdoors is not a tiny retailer. The company reported more than 300 stores across 21 states earlier this year. But what interested me wasn't necessarily the size of their operation, it was the category. You know me, I'm in Best Buy ads. So when I looked at this business, sports, outdoors, recreation, apparel, footwear, that's a pretty specific relationship with the customer. And it made me realize the power of the consumer and the audience that you have. When I started learning about this retail media space, scale seemed like one of the most important things. How many customers do you have? How many stores? How much traffic? How much first-party data? Those things obviously matter. But now, differentiation becomes just as important as more retail media networks enter the market. Maybe the question isn't simply, how big is your audience? Maybe it's, what do you know about your audience? Or what relationship do you have with them that another media network doesn't? I don't know the answers yet, but after seeing Academy enter this space, that's something I'm going to start paying more attention to when I see new retail media networks launch. Because if more retailers become media companies, they'll eventually have to explain why marketers should choose their network. Okay, the second story sent me into a completely different part of the advertising world. Nielsen and DoubleVerify. I came across this news this week around Nielsen acquiring DoubleVerify, and I'll admit that this one took me a little longer to unpack. Because once you get into things like verification, audience measurement, identity, and even supply paths, there are a lot of layers. But here's the simple version of what caught my attention. Nielsen is known for audience measurement. DoubleVerify helps advertisers determine things like whether digital ads were viewable, delivered in appropriate environments, and reached real people rather than invalid traffic. Interestingly, these companies aren't strangers. Nielsen was already working with DoubleVerify around digital ad measurement years ago. And bringing those two types of capabilities closer together made me think about something we've been talking about on this show before. As advertising becomes more fragmented, measurement seems to become more important, not less. But then I read a LinkedIn post that raised another question I hadn't really thought about. Knowing that an impression was real and reached the right audience doesn't necessarily tell you how the impression got there or whether the path used to buy it was efficient. And that sent me down another rabbit hole. Verification, measurement, supply path transparency. They're related, but they're not necessarily the same problem. That's something I'm still trying to better understand, and I actually think that's one of the fun parts of doing this podcast. 4 weeks ago, I probably would have read Nielsen acquires DoubleVerify, thought that's interesting, and kept scrolling. Now I'm asking, what does combining audience measurement and media quality actually enable? What doesn't it solve? And what does that mean for advertisers trying to understand where their media dollars are going? I don't have those answers yet, but now I know which questions I want to keep asking. And the last story this week surprised me because it was about creators. I came across an Adweek conversation featuring Kevin from Creo and Chrissy from Dentsu. The conversation was about creators becoming more integrated into the marketing operation system. And that phrase caught my attention, marketing operating system. Because I've always mentally put creator marketing into a pretty simple bucket, social media. You find a creator, they make some content, people see it, and maybe it goes viral. But this conversation framed creators differently. Instead of thinking about creators simply as a way to generate reach, they talked about building creator relationships and content that can contribute to broader business outcomes. Audience growth, attention, sales lift, ROAS. And suddenly I wasn't thinking about creators as just another social channel. I started wondering whether creators are becoming a layer across the entire marketing funnel. Discovery, content, commerce, retail media, streaming, maybe even in-store eventually. One idea from the conversation that stood out to me was the concept of longevity versus reach. Marketers spend a lot of time asking how many people saw this. But maybe another useful question is, how long did this content continue creating value? That's something I hadn't really thought about. And I'm definitely not ready to declare that creators are the new marketing operating system. That's the perspective of other people having this particular industry conversation. But it did change the way I think about creator marketing. Because if creators can help generate discovery, and discovery can turn directly into commerce, then maybe the line between creator marketing and commerce media starts getting a little blurry too. And if you've listened to the last few episodes, apparently blurry lines are becoming one of my favorite rabbit holes. So those are the three things I'm taking away this week. Academy Sports made me wonder whether differentiation becomes more important as more retailers build media businesses. Nielsen and Double Verified made me realize there's still a lot I want to understand about the difference between measurement, verification, and transparency. And the creator conversation made me question whether I've been putting creator marketing into too small of a box. And that's really why I'm doing this show. I'm not trying to predict exactly where commerce media is going. I'm trying to pay attention to what's happening, understand a little more every week, and share the things that make me stop and think. If there's one thing to remember this week, it's this. The more commerce media expands, the more I'm realizing that the interesting questions aren't just about what's new, they're about how all these pieces start connecting. Thanks for spending a few minutes learning along with me. If you're enjoying Commerce Media Minute, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find more of what I'm reading, learning, and thinking about at SeanAyala.com. Until next time, I'm Sean Ayala.